What up, Hyperchange? We've got some huge news in the Teslaverse. Shout out to all our Tesla shareholders here. Elon Musk was on X talking about his ownership and compensation plan in the company. This has got everybody scheming. I mean, this is a huge reason I'm personally invested in Tesla as Elon Musk, world's best engineer, entrepreneur at the helm. And this is the first, you know, he really has a big commitment to Tesla and the mission, but this tweet caught a lot of people, including myself, a little bit off guard yesterday. There was a back and forth about how much shares of Tesla Elon owns. Is he motivated? You know, he's already got $100 billion if it goes up. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to read you straight what Elon Musk said here. I am uncomfortable growing Tesla to be a leader in AI and robotics without having 25% voting control. Enough to be influential, but not so much that I can't be overturned. Unless that is the case, I would prefer to build products outside of Tesla. You don't seem to understand that Tesla's not one startup, but a dozen. Simply look at the delta between what Tesla does and GM. As far as stock ownership itself being enough motivation, Fidelity and others own similar stakes to me. Why don't they show up for work? And this got people freaking out. They're like, oh my God, is Elon going to stop working on Tesla? Is he unmotivated? He's got so many other things going on with XAI, X, SpaceX, Neuralink, blah, 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 that this just freaked us out. But then he clarifies, I should note that the Tesla board is great. The reason for no new compensation plan is that we are still waiting for a decision in my Delaware compensation case. The trial for that was held in 2022, but a verdict has yet to be made. I put compensation plan in quotes because from my standpoint, this is primarily about ensuring the right amount of voting influence at Tesla. If I have 25%, it means I'm influential but can't be overridden if twice as many shareholders vote against me versus for me. At 15% or lower, the for/against ratio to override me makes a takeover by dubious interests too easy. I would be fine with a dual class voting structure to achieve this, but I'm told it's impossible to achieve post-IPO in Delaware. So basically what Elon's saying, this is my taking Elonisms into Galleyism language, is saying, look, I love Tesla and I want to keep working for them, but right now I own less than 25% of the voting stock. I'm worried about not having control. I'm making all these power moves in AI and robotics and building this massive behemoth of a company, which I could easily lose control of and somebody could take control of and do something bad with if we're not careful here. And it's not even just about me owning more stock and more than the 25%. It's not even a money thing. It's also just mainly a control thing. And so I want to start out by saying this whole debate, I believe Elon should be reinstated as chairman of Tesla. If it were up to me, I would say we should implement a new class of voting shares where Elon has 100% control. That's right, dictator status. And you might say that's crazy. I think the best companies are run by crazy dictators who don't have to listen to this bureaucratic board of directors who doesn't work at the company telling them how to run things. It just slows things down. It means they can't do the crazy, bold, ambitious things that got them there in the first place. And you might be like, oh, dictator, that sounds bad, Gally. Okay, Zuckerberg, the CEO of Snapchat. Evan Spiegel. I forgot the CEO of Snapchat. That's bad. He's getting irrelevant. But anyway, these guys have, you know, dictatorship level controls through a dual share class structure. So there's basically like all the shares, but those don't have as much voting controls as a separate class of shares that just the founders control. But because Tesla's already IPO'd, they can't go back in time and create this dual share class structure where Elon Musk would have full control. So Elon Musk has got to play the control game with everyone else. Right now, he has a little bit under 25% of the company, assuming he vests all his options from his previous stock compensation plan. So it looks like we can't do this strategy of a dual class to give Elon control. And just to dive in a little bit more of that, I just think it's so, I like the idea of a board of directors and the way to govern companies, but I just think so much gets lost in the power struggle of that. And I think this is a very high level sort of like academic debate of like, should there be a board of directors or should companies be run by a dictatorship? I personally, coming from startup world, VC, investing in entrepreneurs, that's the first thing I look at when I look at a company. Who's running it? Do they have what it takes to go all the way? I'm putting my trust and faith in that person. That's what investing in a company is. It's their baby. They care about it. Owner, operator, founder. That's the magic trifecta if you want to invest in companies. Someone who owns a huge chunk of it, who founded the technology and it's got that in their DNA is operating it, is running the company. So they're incentivized just like an owner like you would. I buy common stock. We're all on the same team. We want the common stock to go up. So Elon Musk actually broke ground. I want to show you his compensation plan from a few years ago because this received a ton of waves. The company was at a $59 billion market capitalization or something like that, I believe. And Yeah, $59 billion right there. So it was at a $59 billion market capitalization, and they were like, we're going to give you 12 stock option tranches, each equal to 1% of the total outstanding share count. So we're going to give you 1% of stock for each of these 12 goals, and basically give you these goals of market cap, EBITDA, and revenue. And as you can see, they got up to a $650 billion market cap from $59 billion. That was a 10x in 5 years. That looked insane. It was actually a 10-year plan, but he achieved it in five. So Tesla has crushed it. The last time we gave Elon Musk a plan, we gave him 12% of the company to basically 10x the company. He got a ton of stock. He sold some of it to buy X. And I realize there's some people who are like, this is actually a funny part for me to address that drama. We're like, well, you sold stock to buy X or Twitter, and now you're complaining about how you don't have enough stock. Well, that's his right to sell stock, and I think that's fair, and it's all about like the work that you do. So I think in looking at all of this, there's actually a really good way to play this, but I think it's totally fair that Elon sells his stock when he wants, and he's justifiably earned a lot more. I mean, if you look at Tesla, and this is just a little chart I made or pulled up on Google Finance here, but like if you compare Tesla, and this is over the last 5 years, like S&P 500 up 78%, Tesla stock almost up 1,000%, versus Apple only up 367%, Microsoft 260%, Nvidia, one of the only companies who's beat it, 1,300%. So Tesla, you know, 10x outperformance over the S&P 500 in the last 5 years, and even more if you go back further. So just absurd outperformance for this company. I mean, Elon Musk, incentivizing Elon Musk with this compensation plan in 2018 was one of the most genius moves that Tesla shareholders have ever done, because it just got him, the best entrepreneur and engineer in the world, to fully go all in on Tesla and grow the value of our shares and grow the value of the company. So I think one of my ideas is we should issue another compensation plan like this. Like, why is this so complicated? Elon Musk crushed this. You know, it was minimal dilution. It was a win for him. It was a win for shareholders. It was a win for the planet, because Tesla scaled and got all its ambitious plans done. Why don't we issue him another stock option plan where we scale it? And there's even a guy on Twitter who like tweeted at me with like, who already came up with it basically. My plan is simple. Tesla, if we look at the outstanding share count right now, has about 3.18 billion shares. And as you can see, this is about since the IPO, they haven't even diluted that much when you consider, you know, Elon's stock compensation package, raising capital and stuff like that. But I think we could sell, you know, another 700 million shares, increase the share count by about 20%, and use 700 million shares in a similar plan like this to incentivize Elon with milestones up to, let's say, a $5 trillion market cap, another 8 to 10x growth in the company, maybe a $10 trillion market cap, and incentivize him with another 750 million shares of Tesla. I think that would be an easy way to solve all these problems. But anyway, the other idea that I think is interesting here, though, is he says, it's not really about money, but right, the amount of voting influence. So I think my plan, if he gets, you know, he has 20% of the company now, let's call it, and he gets another 20% of the company, there's a little bit of dilution, he's up to 35% of the company. So I think that would, you know, in 5 years worth $5 trillion, that would give him almost, you know, he only needs to rally an incremental 15% of the company to really have domination and control of Tesla. So I think that would put him in a pretty strong position. I think that would incentivize him to get us to the few multi-trillion dollar market cap that we all think Tesla can get to. Elon Musk has been on record saying that he thinks Tesla could be worth more than Apple and Saudi Aramco combined. Let's put that 4 to 5 trillion with robo-taxis and the Tesla bot. So we could see another 10x in Tesla stock. We just need to get Elon on board. So that's why I'm totally like 20% dilution to give Elon Musk a new stock comp package to lock up the best entrepreneur in the world for another 5 to 10 years. And I've been focused on Tesla and executing this next FSD robot push. Huge. Scaling Tesla from 2 million cars a year to 10 to 15 to 20 million cars a year. Let's give, like, he crushed it. I don't know why this is so complicated or even controversial of like Elon Musk's value for like, the value we got from giving him this compensation package was insane. Let's just run it back, rinse and repeat, and do that again and make it a win-win-win. I do think it's a little bit interesting that he's negotiating this in public, because I think that A, caused a little bit of stress for us, B, may save him a little bit of time and show the board of directors, look how strong the support is in the among the grassroots Tesla shareholders for me to get another comp package. I tweeted one little thing about it and millions of people are on board and everyone wants this and is asking for it. So I think it could be a really smart strategy for him to negotiate out in the open, show how much support he has for another stock comp plan. But I don't know. As a Tesla shareholder, I'm kind of like, look, My take on this is we need to get this solved. I'm invested in Tesla because of Elon Musk. If Elon Musk leaves Tesla, I'm sorry, I'm selling my stock. I think we have a lot of optionality priced in, less now because the stock's a little bit down. But in terms of FSD and TeslaBot and ramping the Cybertruck and the semi-truck and expanding to 20 million units a year, I think we need Elon Musk. I'm going to be concerned. I think part of the devil, the good and the bad with Elon Musk here is I don't think there's much of a succession plan at Tesla. I think he really is the company. Companies are people. And I always say I want to invest in companies where they have such a key man that if he leaves, my investment's screwed. Because I think that the flip side of that is he is so good. There's no one like him. He's irreplaceable. That's why you're going to win. So we have that. Tesla, Elon Musk. I think we could dilute 100% of the share count to 6.5 billion shares if that meant we kept Elon Musk. That's how much value this guy provides. So me as a long-term shareholder, I've been investing in Tesla since 2011. That's almost 13 years. That's crazy. And I've seen Elon Musk do the impossible at every single turn. I think for better or worse, like the price is going up to buy Elon Musk. You know, he's SpaceX has succeeded more than ever. He's got Neuralink that's crushing it with human trials. He's got XAI. He's got Grok. So the stakes to hire Elon is bigger than ever, you could argue. His network, his value as an entrepreneur, his time is so much more valuable than it's ever been, that if you just calculate his time in creating market capitalizations for other companies, you'll see why it makes sense to pay him 100. Like, it sounds ridiculous to say we should pay someone hundreds of billions of dollars, but he's going to give us back trillions of market cap in theory, and has been. So I think we should just stick to that plan. And essentially, I think we need to get, like, board of directors, shareholders, my two cents is I kind of trust Elon to be fair here. And I do see his point of like, I crush my compensation plan. I'm not getting paid anything other than just my ownership in the company. You know, I own a big chunk of Tesla stock. It's more than percentage of my net worth than Tesla stock is of Elon's net worth, arguably. And I'm not showing up for work every day. I mean, I do make YouTube videos about Tesla, so there's that. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like Elon should be getting paid another that compensation package. And the bottom line and the reality is, I feel like I'm kind of showing my hand as the retail investors negotiating here, but we need Elon. We need to do whatever it takes to keep him on board, whether that's finessing some crazy share class structure once this Delaware case gets resolved, whether that's issuing him a bunch of stock with some milestones, just whatever it takes to make Elon feel comfortable. And I just want to end this on an interesting note of like, who owns OpenAI? Who owns the AIs? We are getting on the cusp of technology companies and technologies becoming so much more powerful than governments, becoming so much more powerful than, like, the modern army is going to get disrupted by AI and just everything. And the balance of power in the world is shifting rapidly in the era of hyperchange to something we've never seen before. And that's why Elon is fast forwarding this and saying, look, whoever controls Tesla controls an army of robots that in the millions that are doing tasks that are the size of more important GDP than an entire nation. So Tesla's approaching the size, Tesla is the size of a small nation in terms of employees and GDP and all that stuff. It's going to be the size of a huge nation quickly and potentially the biggest nation on Earth once you have the Tesla bot. So who controls the biggest nation on Earth and one of the most powerful economic engines on Earth is going to be one of the most powerful people on the planet. And so that's the Tesla shareholders. That's why I own Tesla stock, because I want to be invested in that. And I think it's only going up in value. But that's why if you see Elon's point here and you see, you know, the AI, open AI shit show with Sam Altman getting kicked out, he doesn't want to go that route. It's so, and I love Elon being humble of like, look, I need 25% control. That way people can still vote me out. I'm not a dictator. When I'm like, shit, you should have way more than 25% control. Let's just give you all the control. I don't want you dealing with fights of the company, because that's just going to distract us. So I think Elon's being the homie about only wanting 25% control, but I see why he's OCD about it. I mean, I would be freaking out if I was Elon too, of like, damn, I'm really, you know, he's probably up at night, he's like sipping his coffee on Sunday on the MLK holiday, like, I'll take a sip of my coffee. And he's probably like, so if I really do build this Tesla bot and build the biggest fleet of robots in the world and start trying to, like, you know, that really all works out like I'm doing it. And, you know, the robot's folding laundry now, like, what if I get kicked out of Tesla? Whoever controls Tesla is going to control this robot army. Like, I only own 10 to 20% of Tesla and I'm doing all this. Like, it's just kind of this aha moment of like, wait, this could get really bad and somebody's going to try and take control. Like, it's just, I think this is a brilliant move by Elon. Now is the time before the Tesla bot comes out to secure the bag on more control of this company and make sure it doesn't get into the wrong hands. And I don't know, that's probably controversial, but I really trust Elon. And I feel like as an investor of 13 plus years, I've seen him do the right thing. I've read the Tesla impact report. I've seen them transition the world to renewable energy. They're making the robots slow enough to where you can tackle them and beat them up. I mean, I don't know. I don't want anyone else controlling Tesla. Like at this point, it looks like the cat's out of the bag and we have such powerful technologies that are about to get created. Who controls them is extremely important. And so I think making sure that Tesla has the right system in place for who controls it as it becomes more powerful, increasingly important by the day. Let's do whatever we can to make Elon feel comfortable and get incentivized for this next 5 to 10 year push. That's what we all want. So anyway, that ends the video by saying I'm going to use my Tesla shares to vote for whatever Elon and the board put out that makes him happy and motivates him to keep working for Tesla. Elon, shout out. You're the GOAT. I think it's an honor to be a shareholder and invest in Tesla since how small it was when it IPO'd with Elon Musk running it, like, and just sit there and watch him build this mega company and be a part of it as an investor and get to capture that upside. Like, it's been life-changing wealth for so many people, and it could still have a huge run in it. And I feel honored that we get to invest alongside Elon in it. OpenAI is not public. You know what I mean? People are scrambling to buy Microsoft. It's the most viable company in the world just to get a little piece of that OpenAI hope. You know, that's how much it matters. So I would love to know what y'all think. I'm very curious how this all ends and shakes out. I think this caught a lot of people by surprise. I've got a lot of DMs from, like, you know, Tesla shareholders and thinkers, like, oh my God, like, is Elon going to leave Tesla? Is he not motivated to build the robot? This is a disaster. And I think we're all feeling like that. So I hope it gets solved quickly. This is HyperChange. Let me know what you think in the comments below. I need to know your schemes. It's important stuff for us to scheme on. I had to scheme on. That's why I'm making this video. And I'm about to record G2 and Millie. Anyway, love y'all. Have a great day. See you next time. Peace.